last time, we're in Shimchat Hei Halacha Beis. Last time we spoke about what it means to make something mukav. So, we spoke in the detail of exactly how you make something mukav. So we're now going to turn back that in Shimchat Gimel, we pass by the Machaber and the Ramah say that din that you have to have mina mukav when you mafish challah is only din for Eretz Yisrael. And for Chalas Chutz Arts, there's no din that you have to be mina mukav. And how do we know that? We had said at that time, how do we know that Chalas Chutz Arts does not mean mina mukav? It doesn't ever say that. It doesn't say it in the Gemara. The way we know it is because the din is Chalas Chutz Arts should be hoylich. You can eat your bread, like for example, if on this Shabbos you'll realize you forgot to be mafresh challah, you can eat from the bread, and then after Shabbos you leave a piece over, and after Shabbos you'll be mafresh challah. So Tosfos says, if you can leave the bread over and not be mafresh, you eat most of it and not be mafresh till later on, that tells you you don't have to be even a mukav, because obviously it's not going to be mukav, it's going to have been digested by then. It won't be even a mukav. So Tosfos says, that's the makar, that Chalas Chutz Arts does not have to be even a mukav. Tosfos had a different answer. This is a different shot that says, no, mina mukav doesn't mean it has to be next to the whole thing. Mina mukav just means it has to be next to some of the chulin that you can have. And that's meduik in the Gemara, because the Gemara says, you're ochel v'hoylech v'achachach mafresh. The Rishon asks, why does it say you have to be achachach mafresh? Why does it say you should be ochel? And after Shabbos, the piece that's left over, that will be the chala. Why does it say you will be mafresh after Shabbos? You should just, the piece that's left over after Shabbos, that in itself is the challah. So that tells you that even after Shabbos, you have to do a hafrasha after Shabbos. So you have to leave over after Shabbos a piece that will be challah and a piece that's going to be chulin. So the hafrasha you do that, so Tosfos says, maybe mukav just means it has to be next to something, and it's next to something. Because when you do the hafrasha, you take this piece off and you leave this behind as the chulin, and maybe that's good enough.
Any other reason to be mafresh and leave something off besides mukav?
Yeah, so they took that. That's what we talked about then. That in Shin Chokim, that Shira and Ikar, there's other reason why you may have to do that. But so Tosfos's alternate answer is that there's no kula of no kula in Chutz Arts about being min mukav, and the Gemara means something else. But what's acceptable halacha is that in Chalas Chutz Arts you do not need to be min mukav. Coming from this din, that a person could be chavachach matrash. Okay, and if I mentioned last time. The Rambam says, the Shulchan Aruch brings it also in Shimon Aleph, that his example of Mukav tells us something about this. Okay, his example, his example of Mukav is, he says, if I have, he's talking about Truma, okay, where you give Truma, you give 2 out of 100. I have 50 apples in this house, and 50 apples in another house, so he says, I can't take 2 of the apples that are in this house, and be mafresh them on the whole 100. That would be the normal truma, would be 1 out of 50. So I can't take 2 apples from this house to be mafresh on all 100, because it's not mukav to all the apples, because it's only next to 50 apples, not next to the other 50. Okay? So that example is telling you that when it says mina mukav, it should be next to everything, not next to be something. Okay? Texas's other answer was, that as long as it's next to something, that's good enough. Okay? But that's the thing, that in Chalas Chutz Arts, you don't have to be mina mukav. Okay, so now, okay, one more thing I have to tell you. Even though that's the din, the Magen Avraham says that l'chatchila, he's metayikin from Mishnah, that l'chatchila you should be mafresh even Chalas Chutz Arts min hamukav. He doesn't say why. He doesn't say what the reason. It's not clear what the reason is why you should do that. It seems that the reason why he's saying that is because to be choshish for all the teretz atosis. Okay, again, the din is if you look in Hilchas Challah, you've got to be mafresh Chalas Chutz Arts even shleim min hamukav. Seemingly, it's to be choshish for the other teretz atosis that even Chutz Arts you need to be min hamukav. Not clear if that's his reason. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it's midas chasidus to do that. I'm not sure what that means. But he says midas chasidus to do min hamukav.
Like the Raya, the Tosfos is only that it's good for the Eved, right?
Then it's good.
The Tosfos Raya, they're trying to from the Gemara Shefiyeh, it's only for the Eved to do that.
You're saying it's for the Eved. It says Orchav Orchav says you could do it. It doesn't say you could do it for the Eved. It says you could do it.
Chilu, you're allowed to eat every mafresh,
yeah? In Chutz Arts, yeah. In Chutz Arts.
Not Shabbos.
Okay. No, you're only saying that because the Magen Avraham. That's the Magen Avraham who says you should.
I'm just not in the mood, so I'm not going to do it.
That's what it is. You can do mafresh, but you don't have to do mafresh before.
There's nothing wrong with Chilu eating without a mafresh.
The Magen Avraham says. The Magen Avraham says don't do
it. Besides the Magen Avraham, do that to the Magen Avraham. I probably, we always have to, it's true. Do something like that,
because you'll forget. Okay.
So it's not shy of the
wheels. Okay. Right. Maybe it's a reason, but that's not a mukkah tikkun reason. That's just the thing is, I'm actually forget what I'm doing. I'm not forget what I'm doing. Okay, but wait, yes, he's talking about, does the Gemara say you should do it with the Yevon? What does it say to the Yevon?
I mean, if it's stuck with the Yevon only, then Pesach is right, right?
That you could
no,
do.
No, but that was on a different front.
Yeah,
that was on a different shift to us, not the Mukov
shift. I understand, but you could argue. You could say the problem is Mukov. The problem is why you can't be
able to do it. Okay, so now that I told you this, now that I remind you this difference in Chof Gimel, that you could be, that in Chutz Arts you could be, Mafresh, that you don't need to be minimukov. So, at first glance, if you heard that, you would say that answers the question. That's why I'm saying it over here. That would answer my question that I asked you last week. We ended off last time talking about and saying that we had a question. When we're mafresh chal in commercial places, not commercial, like you know, industrial locations, where we use a tevel system, and the question is that it's not minimukov. Okay, seemingly, what we're doing, the way we mafresh is not minimukov. We put the tevel, according to the way the Gro explained what it means to be mukov, it's not going to be minimukov. So we said, it's possible that there are those who disagree with the Gro, what it takes to be mukov. But assuming like the Gro, we're making a shalem minimukov. So why are we lechatila making a shalem minimukov in the way we mafresh chal? So you would tell me that an answer to that question is, what's the problem? We're in chutz laretz. We don't give any hashkachas in Eretz Yisrael. At least on bakeries. So we're going to have these kind of things in Eretz Yisrael. So in Chalas Chutz Arts, you can be mafresh even Shleim and Mukav. So why are you so concerned that you're being mafresh? I explained to you the whole time this, I explained exactly how to make the Mukav, and it's only Shleim and Mukav. Big deal. It's Chalas Chutz Arts. And Chalas Chutz Arts, Ramah says, Shulchan Aruch and Ramah both say, like Tysus, like that didn't Tysus, that you don't have to be in the Mukav. So no problem. It's easy enough. No problem. Okay. So that's what you might have thought if you just, you know, that at first glance, you might have thought that. But it's not correct. Okay, that's not correct. Because the Ramah says also, this that I told you, that in Chalas Chutz Arutz, you don't have to have an Amukav, that's only true when you're mafresh from the batter itself. When you want to be mafresh from a different batter, then it has to be an Amukav. Okay? He doesn't tell us why. And I'm going to talk to you now, try to explain to you why I think he says that. But that's what the Ramah says. It only, just as I said, you don't have to be an Amukav, it's only mafresh from itself. When you're mafresh from a different batter, then it does have to be an Amukav. So, of course, what we're doing with the Tevel system is from a different batter. That's our whole point, is we have our batter of Tevel, they're making their batter of their Tevel, and then we're mafresh from theirs.
What do you say? Why are you using the word batter instead of dough?
Oh, because that's when you chayru chal, when it's a batter. You're right, we have a dough, and they have a batter. That's when you chayru chal, when it's a batter.
When I make dough, I don't have a batter. Ever. It's a batter.
That means
flowing.
Okay.
Baseball.
Sorry. When you mix the flour and the water together,
no, dough. If it's a liquid, then it's only time later on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You have. I'm sorry. I correct my words. Okay. So when we our dough on their dough, our dough on their dough is one from one on another, and there the Ramah says that you can't be mafresh. That there you do have to have a mukav even when it's household salt. Okay. So the answer. So we're heading to at that point is, so the answer is not an answer. Okay? If I can explain to us why we can do it the way we do, because we're allowed to shleim in a mukav, but not in this case.
How are you defining dough? That if I make 10 separate pieces of dough of mitzurif, that's one dough or separate?
So the person can say, if you are mitzurif them in a way that makes them be, they join up to be a shear, I have a half a shear and half a shear, the fact that they become mitzurif to become a shear makes it their one dough, so you can mafresh one on the other shleim in a mukav. If they both had a shear, they don't, so to speak, need each other, then it's not considered together. Okay, so now, so the question I'm going to try to explain to you is, what's the difference? Why do I care if it's one dough or another dough? What's the difference? If there is, you don't even a mukav, they don't even a mukav. What's the difference if it's one dough or another? Okay, so before I get to that, I'm going to first tell you some things about, which we're heading to is, to first, we're going to figure out why there is such a din in even a mukav ever. And that'll help us understand why the Ramah said this thing. Okay? But before I tell you what I think is the correct, the way we paskin, why we need minamukov, ever, why we need minamukov, I'll tell you some of the, like I use the word, not main reasons, and that is, there's a Rashi who says that mukov is completely drabonon, and mukov is drabonon is because you want to make sure that the thing you're being marfish, the what's going to become the truma, or the chala, is still in existence. If you wouldn't have been a mukav, then I might say that I have in my house, like imagine here, in a Syracuse freezer, there's some tevel dough, The person says, I'm going to be mafresh based on that dough. He can mafresh based on the dough that's frozen sitting here in the freezer. And for all he knows, someone came to clean up and they threw the garbage. How do you know that it even exists anymore? So Rashi says the reason why you have to have minamukov is in order to make sure that what you're going to make into the truma still is in existence. Okay? So Chazanish says, he says, according to that, according to Rashi, when the din of minamukov doesn't mean that the tevel and the chulin, I'm sorry, the truma and the chulin have to be next to each other. What it means is that the person has to be next to the truma. It has nothing to do with where the rest of the food is. So what it would mean is, if under this, according to Rashi, it would mean that someone has to stay next to the freezer where the tevel is and say, I'm being marfresh and I know that it's here. So it's the person and the tevel, not the person and the chulin. Okay? You know, for the way we would say it. Okay? That's what Rashi says. Chazanish points out that that's not correct according to others, like Tosfos and others. Tosfos says that even when it's a drabbanon, even in the case when it's a drabbanon, in certain cases mukos is drabbanon, even when it's a drabbanon, it's the chala, the truma, and the chulin that have to be next to each other, rather than the person. It doesn't make a difference who the person is. The person could be in his pajamas at home and be mafresh chala on the things that are 1,000 miles away. As long as the truma and the chulin are next to each other, that's what's important. That's what minamukov means.
Of course, in a typical case of it.
That's going to be next time's topic, you should just know. I was thinking about it from this side because of Rashi and Tosfos. That's what we'll talk about next. Okay.
Same discussion, Rashi.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't thought about it. I'm thinking about it next time, but I haven't thought about that part. Okay. Now, there's another thing, okay, which, before we get to what we think is the real reason, which is, Chaim Kineski has a long piece about what he thinks is, the different shittas as to what the makar is that you need to have in the mukav. So he brings a sefri that says, we're going to see in a second, what was most people consider to be the ikker sources of Tosfos, or bring some of your Shalmi, from the word mimenu, okay? Because the word mimenu is going to teach us it has to be minamukav. And the way he has the drasha, the way the Sefri has the drasha, it says like this. It says mimenu, minhamachubar, okay? It has to be minhamachubar, okay? So he says that means that's minamukav. Okay, minhamachubar is what is the makar, that tells that it means minamukav. And there's a bunch of other places in the Sefri, this Sefra, says the same kind of a drasha, uses the drasha of Mimenu Minha Mechubar. Okay, but I will tell you, that's what he brings. The Malbim, on the old Sukkim, says, it's a mistake. Okay? That's not really what the Sefri says. The Sefri doesn't say Mimenu Minha Mechubar. He says, if you look in the Rambam, he says, you'll see that the Rambam says that the drasha is really Baharim Chem Es Chelboy Mimenu, Chelboy Minha Mufchar. Not mimenu min hamechubar, but chelboy. Chelboy, you know, it's the fat, like the finest part of it, min hamufchar. That's how the Rambam brings it. Not mimenu min hamechubar. There are other places where the Sefri does say mimenu min hamechubar, but that the Rambam says that's not the drasha over here. The drasha over here is as min ha. How do I say it again? As chelboy min hamechubar, min hamufchar, rather than mimenu min hamechubar. Okay. The drasha mimenu for other dinim, there are other places, mechubar for other places, that's correct. But for this part, that has to be
over there, probably touching the ground.
I don't remember. Maybe that's what it is. I don't remember. Okay, anyway, so here he says this, the chelbar means mina mufchar, has nothing to do with our din of mukav. Okay, so what is...
So Chaim Kineski doesn't bring this mamu?
I don't remember if he brought the mamu. I don't think he brings the mamu. He brings a lot of sheetahs. Okay? I don't remember all that. Okay, but I'll tell you what is the ikka shita, which is Tosfos brings from Yerushalmi, and the pasuk says v'hari moisim mimenu trumas Hashem ma'aseh min ha'maser, and mimenu tells us that it has to be the word mimenu teaches that it has to be minamukav. Okay, so what does it mean that mimenu tells us that it has to be minamukav? Okay, so when it says that it has to be mimenu, literally that word means from it. Okay. Now, in Truma, the word to say mimenu means from it. I don't say that it doesn't make any sense, but it doesn't fit with what we understand to Hayimah for Truma. To say from it in Truma, there's no units of things that are Hayim in Truma. Every apple is Hayim in Truma. So To say mimenu literally would have to mean is I have to mafresh from every single apple, give the kohen a piece from an apple. Okay? There's no such thing as saying mimenu in truma to say is that I can only give from this tree, from this batch, from this batch. There are no batches in truma. They don't have any. It has no significance to say there's a batch of something. So the word mimenu, if we took it mamish, if we took it as is, we would have to say is you have to mafresh from every single apple, give a piece of the kohen. Okay, which I can't say that would be impossible, but that doesn't fit with our understanding of how a person is mafresh truma. That's not what we understand what you're supposed to do. So mamela, for in truma, the word mimenu is understood in a broader sense, okay? And the drasha mimenu that has to be in a mukkah tells us that it has to be from what's there in front of you. Okay, mimenu doesn't mean the thing itself, doesn't mean the apple, but it means that everything that's in front of you, all things that are in some proximity to each other, are considered together. So from the things that are next to each other, you have to mafresh. You have to do minamukov that you want from the word mimenu. Okay. That's true by chuma. And memela by chala, that's the same thing also. By chala also, it has to be minamukov because it's called truma. It's a kind of truma. So chala also, you have to mafresh minamukov. Take what's in front of you, take the word, whatever's here by you, that's the thing that has to be, from that thing you have to be, do the hafrasha, and you can't take shalai minamukov from them that's not in front of you, because that's not mimenu. But, it seems to me, when we came to chala's chutzart, so Chazal made this din that you have to give chal even chutzart. So in chala, logically, in chala, there's an easier way to understand what that word mimenu would mean. If the pasuk would have been by chala instead of been by chuma, we would have said mimenu means is from the thing itself. Because in chala there is a unit. Because in chala, you're forced to have a unit because you have to have a shear. First you have to have a shear, and then that shear all together, in all the special ways we worked on how you have to have it together. Now that it's together, now you're mafresh chala. So there is a unit to the thing. And there, so it's very logical to say that the word mimenu, if the pasuk mimenu would have been by chala, by that kind of chuma, rather than, so to speak, regular chuma, we would have said it means is from the piece itself. Pull off a piece and be mafresh chala. To us, that would be very logical. We could fit that in. But we don't say that for chala. For chala, that's not what the din is, because really, the din of mukav comes from regular chuma. Over there, the word mimenu doesn't mean take it from the thing itself. Mimenu there means just this, from what's in front of you, what's in the general vicinity, that's what you have to be mafresh. So for chala, that's also din, has to be minamukav, from what's in the general vicinity, that's what you have to be mafresh. That's all true, right, so to speak, real chala. Chala's eretz is wrong. For chala's chutzarts, chazala being makel to you to say, you have a choice. You could do either version of mimenu. You can either do mimenu, what it, so to speak, really means, which is what's in front of you, mina mukav, or you have another choice. You can do from the batter itself. You do from the batter itself, that's a kiyum of what logically mimenu should have meant. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't really mean that. But for chazal sort of willing to let it go and say, that's also a kiyum of what mimenu is. So that means this. When we say that by chazal sort of, you don't mean mina mukav, what we really mean to say is, really that means to say is, by chazal sort of, you can take either interpretation of mimenu. You can either take interpretation of mimenu as it means by truma, which is from min hamukaf, or you could take the other interpretation, which means literally from the batch itself. Okay, you take either one of those interpretations will work when you want to do fachal sotzart. So what we say, you don't have to be in a mukaf, we really mean is you can do either version of mimenu, either what mimenu means for truma, or what mimenu would have mean, so to speak, literally. Literally what it means is from the thing itself. So that's all true if you're taking from the batter itself. If you're taking from one dough on itself, then you're saying, even if it's shloim in a mukav, but I'm taking mimenu. So it's good enough. It's not mimenu of the mukav, what it really means, but it's mimenu what it literally means, from the batch itself. And that's good enough. For chal sotzart, that's good enough. But if I want to take from chal sotzart, from one dough on another dough, so when I'm taking from one dough on another dough, I'm not being Makayim either one of the mimenos. If it's not in the mukav, and it's not literally from the same batter, so I didn't do it. So Chazal just let us off the hook. They didn't just say, don't do minamukav. They didn't just randomly just cut out one thing. Yeah, we'll let you off the hook, not do minamukav. They just said, we'll expand that minamukav means not only what it means in Chuma, but even to the literal translation of mimenu from the batter itself, which we couldn't accept that for Chuma. For Chala, we could accept, for Chala, so we're willing to accept that's what it means. Okay, so when you mafresh challah from one dough on another dough, then if you don't have minamukav, then you don't have anything. You didn't do mimenu. If it was on the same dough, then you did a variation of mimenu, and that's good enough.
Who says this
shiloh? I'm explaining to you. I'm me.
You just said a whole exquisite shiloh. I mean,
I'm explaining to you something. No, stop. I didn't say any din. Listen what I said to you. The din is that the special din that you need min a mukav if it's from two doughs and not from one
dough.
Right. Okay? Halachah Sinai. It's just that came from no place in Chal Sutzer.
Fine.
Okay, so I'm saying to you like this. If we look at the din, where the din came from, that's what I'm just explaining to you. If we look at it.
Rabbi Tomko had understood this Ramah also.
Okay.
Okay. Now you tell me, Knech is something. Okay, fine. You know, it's Gansh Tigal Torah is something. Does anybody say anything like this?
I come back to you. It's in the right packet. Rabbi Tomko.
I got it.
Now, Jesus, where do you hear that from? I said, tell me something about that. Anyway, okay.
Yeah. Is it, do you have anything else like that, where the drasha, the cooler, the drasha for something which is on the Darabana is,
the Chazal are saying, the cool is to take the literal translation of the drasha instead of the understood translation of the word.
But it's Darabana, you make the drashas over in something like a Tanasa.
Well, no, I'm not in, no, what's a Darabana?
If Mukhas with the Rabbanon.
No, we're going Mukhas with the Raisa. Uh-huh. Mukhas with the Raisa. And when Mukhas with the Raisa by Chuma, it doesn't mean it's not a literal word anymore. The word Bimenu can't mean literally. It doesn't make any sense anymore. You don't take from every single apple Bimar for sure.
I thought it's. Is that the Alaka, the Mukhas
with the Raisa? Yeah, let's assume that it's the Raisa. Yeah. I mentioned the Raisa at the beginning. I'm sure.
You only got one apple,
No, but that's not the din. You're not Mukhoyed. If you have 100 apples, you don't go slicing little pieces of each one. No, but that requirement, that's just technicality. If you only
why is that such a big problem that Mimeno has to refer to every apple? What is the pasuk talking about before that? Isn't it just talking about tfuah? What's a pasuk referring to?
Okay, let's say.
So then Mimeno goes on crops. Mimeno, the crap. That's what's going on.
No, that's what you would have said. But Yerushalmi says the drush that teaches you has to be Minamukov. Had the word Mimeno turned to Minamukov? Yerushalmi says that's what it means. How did Mimeno become Minamukov? What's the connection? I'm explaining to you how Mimeno became Minamukov. Mimeno, when you read it,
I'm asking your explanation.
No, you're not asking me. Yerushalmi said that. You could read Mimenu to just mean it. Barim Mimenu, just take it from it. I guess Yerushalmi was an extra word. I'm not sure what it was. Yerushalmi says that teacher has this extra requirement.
A lot of times, when it says Yerushalmi, you got to figure out why. How did Gemara understand? You know, where did Gemara get it out of it? Okay.
That's all right, I just went to. Okay. Anyway, now this will also help us understand Tosefta. Okay, the Tosefta, right a little before the Tosefta mentioned last time, brings the Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda to say that if a person makes a batch of wine or oil, and then he breaks it up into different parts, he made a batch, and he broke it up into different parts, you can be mafresh without the shalai ben amukav. That's what they say. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda say in this Tosefta, you can be mafresh shalai ben amukav if you make this batch of wine or oil. Okay? So, Chaim Kineski says, he says, the Rambam doesn't mean this. This Tosefta is not brought in the Rambam. I mean, of course, we all know which Toseftas are brought in the Rambam. So he says, this Tosefta is not brought in the Rambam. So he says, it must be that the Tosefta says, this is Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda say this and this thing. I think first it says Rabbi Yosi, and then it says Chaim Rabbi Yehuda about a different one of the cases. So he says, the Tosefta is being Rambam's that the Chacham don't agree to this. And therefore, the Rambam is passing like the Chacham, this silent Chacham. It's not brought any Chacham. The Mishnah doesn't bring a Chaylik. The Mishnah thinks Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda is saying this then, but there's like a silent Chaylik of the Chachamim, and therefore, the Rambam passing like these Chachamim, that there's no such thing. Okay? But the question is there is, so we understand the Chachamim. The Chachamim say it has to be Ben Mukav. Very nice. Okay? What did Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda do? What did Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda say? Why did they say that you could do Shalom Ben Mukav? Why would they say, that you could do Shalem in a Mukav. So I think that the answer is going to be Rabbi Yosi and Yehuda are saying that when we have something that there's another way of making it into a batch, into a unit, we press a bunch of grapes into a container of wine or a container of oil, we made a unit out of this thing. So then they said, that's also Mimenu. So they said, when the Torah says you have to Mimenu Mukav, that only meant is when you have loose things. You have loose things, that's not going to be really Mimenu, so then it has to be the understood Mimenu, which is Mimenu Mukav. But if I have a real Mimenu, so you can say, if I have a real Mimenu, then of course you could do that. Then there's no din Mimenu Mukav. Then they can even cross the street from each other. Who cares? If there's something that makes them into a unit, then I can do that. No, that's not the din. We don't pass the Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass the Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda by Tumah. We pass him. Then no, it has to be in Mukav, even if it's on the same batch. But when it came to Chal Sutzaritz, then we are being some of the Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. We're going like the idea of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda in Chal Sutzaritz, either because we want to be baked like them, or because, like I said to you, that Chal has a built-in unit to itself. You can say whichever you'd like to. But when it comes to Chal Sutzaritz, we're taking on that sheet that says there are times that Mimenu doesn't have to be taken figuratively, and we could take menu literally, and we could be mekayim the mimenu, not by saying I did it the figurative way, which is mukav. I could do it sort of like the better way, the literal way, that I did shleimut.